Governor Schwarzenegger recently announced the creation of the California Jobs Initiative, a $500 million proposal that state officials say would help ease one of the highest unemployment rates in the nation. The new proposal names half a dozen specific job sectors as a target for funding, and healthcare is one of them. Given the state's growing population and the higher demand for patient care expected with national healthcare reform, experts say this investment in filling medical jobs can't come soon enough. This is a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. I'm David Gorn. It was during the governor's State of the State address that he announced his new job development program to the California legislature.
First, you will receive a $500 million jobs package that we estimate could train up to 140,000 workers and help create 100,000 jobs.
And the healthcare industry is a prime component of the governor's plan. And that makes perfect sense to Jay Bhattacharya at the Center for Health Policy at Stanford University.
The fundamental point is that the amount of money spent in the healthcare sector has been growing fairly steadily over a long period of time, including the last year, which translates to a large number of jobs and a large number of highly educated jobs.
And that's where the state comes in, he says. The new plan has three aims: to create jobs, retain jobs, and provide training. In the healthcare world, Bhattacharya says, the last component is vital.
Really, we're talking about training. There's actually a very wide range of jobs within medicine, all of which require some sort of specialized training.
Radiological technologists, respiratory therapists, physical therapists, diagnostic sonographers.
That's Kathy Martin, Workforce Project Director at the California Hospital Association.
Those workers who provide, they're not doctors, not nurses, not physician's assistants, but all of the other positions which help support healthcare delivery.
She says those allied health jobs actually remain unfilled because there are so few people qualified or certified to do them. It's important to train lots of people right now, she says, not only to fill current jobs, but also to get workers set up in the pipeline, as she says, because medical centers' demand for them will only rise.
When California experiences this large population growth over time and people begin to retire in droves, we're going to need to turn to that pipeline. And right now, California is not training the numbers to support that, to build that pipeline.
Federal stimulus money has provided about $80 million for medical IT training. Another chunk of money has been set aside for this allied health job training. Back in April, the state matched funds from medical employers to create a $32 million training program in collaboration with state universities. And that's been a huge help for medical institutions, Martin says.
Believe it or not, it will expand the capacity of the community colleges to train these numbers, but it's still not the numbers that we need.
There's a tricky part to this job training, she says, because of the multi-year teaching investment.
And then there's the whole timing piece of hopefully the jobs are there when you complete that.
That is, if you take 4 years to train a slew of PET scan technicians, for example, you want to make sure there'll be enough jobs for them after graduation. According to Bhattacharya, that's a concern offset by the clear need in California, a need for health services that will only go up, especially when national health reform kicks in sometime in 2013 or 2014, he says, and when baby boomers become older boomers.
Somewhere between 20 and 30 million new people will have health insurance. Their demand for health care will grow. There's a shift in the age distribution of the population sort of toward older people who also demand more health care. So you get the increase in the number of insured people, and you get more older people. So over the medium and long term, you're going to see a big expansion in the demand for health care. What that implies is that you're also going to need an expanded workforce to cope with those people.
In terms of the current unemployment rate in California, those long-term training opportunities do not immediately put more people to work. But the jobless rate will still show improvement, Bhattacharya says, because all of those medical specialty students will be off the job lines and in school. This has been a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. If you have feedback or other issues you'd like to have addressed, please email us at chl@chcf.org. I'm David Gorn. Thanks for listening.